This is the Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Thursday night. We're at the Lee County Speedway. We're with tonight's IMCA Sport Mod feature winner, Tony Dunker from Quincy. Tony, it looked like you liked the bottom a lot better than the top.
Yeah, I got to start on the outside pole and got kind of pushed up to the flag stand on the start and got up into marbles on the first corner. And I probably owe Chris Larson a big kiss for spinning out for me. Not funny that he spun out, but he gave me a new chance there, and I kind of kept it in the middle a little more on the second restart, and it gave me a spot to pick off on the bottom there, so it all worked out. But yeah, the bottom was good, the track was awesome. I wish we'd hit those tracks three nights a week, because the guys do a good job about getting the car dialed in. It was a pretty close track to what it was in the heat. Slicked off a little bit more, and the guys made some changes and took me to the front. Had a good draw, but still had to race the car, so we had a good night.
It was a night where you had to have a pretty good draw, didn't you? It wasn't a night where nobody in any of the features tonight was going to come from a 10th or a 12th to win.
No, I just talked to Carter Vandenberg. I think he started 11th or 12th. He said he got up to 7th. There just wasn't no pass. And when somebody can be fast on the very bottom of the track, obviously there's only one place to pass them on the outside. And you got to hit a setup awesome to be able to do that. And kid's got some skills. He can drive, and if he could make it up through there, I don't think anybody could tonight.
Had a yellow there and had a restart with 10 to go, and you got by the zero car, and that made the difference.
Yeah, I kind of on a couple laps before that yellow, the car was feeling good in the middle to the top, like the tires were starting to come in. But I think if I'd have picked that, you know, because the zero was hanging out on the bottom to where I might have had to been on the outside to pass him, but if you don't pick the bottom, Gilmore, he's going to, and he'd probably be standing here talking to you right now if I wouldn't have picked the bottom.
Who'd you have helping you tonight as far as pit crew?
Chad Canley couldn't make it tonight. Had to work late, but old man Fossil was here, Brandon Brown, Rick Sager, and all the sponsors, of course, to make this happen, keep his front-running car. Tim's Machine Shop, Tony Dunker Advanced Trading, Dunker Concrete, Sleep Tight, and Fastenal.
I'll tell you, I see Dunker Concrete on a lot of cars, so not only do you go out there and race, but you help a lot of other people too.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to be on the other guys' cars, and that's a big choice of Pat's to kind of be involved with a lot of guys, you know, and he's tried to race before, knows how expensive it is, and it's kind of neat that he got his name into this deal up here at Donaldson with the extra money, and it's probably didn't work out the way he planned because we're going to be taking the money back home with this, but it's neat that he's involved like that, and I appreciate his support and all he does for us.
Tony Dunker, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and congratulations on the Sport Mod feature win tonight at Lee County Speedway.
All right, Dave, thanks for sticking out late tonight, buddy, and appreciate what you do, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.